This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
743, 17 till 8. It strikes me that if that ladder guy were to call California psychics, he would know that he's going to fall off the ladder and he'd stop climbing on top of it. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by Jillian Kramer, talented reporter, criminal justice reporter for the Times-Picayune, who's got one heck of a story to tell and has already told it at NOLA.com. Good morning, Jillian. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you so much for a kind introduction. I'm doing well.
Well,
how are you?
I'm well, and it's true. This is some disturbing stuff. I think it's kind of complicated stuff, so I'm just going to step aside, Julie, and let you tell Jillian, and let you tell the story if I can.
Oh, well, sure. Thank you. And yeah, absolutely, to acknowledge up front, this is a deeply complex and nuanced story to tell. And I'm very grateful for the many, many people from within and outside the justice system who have helped me wrap my arms around this topic. But it started about a year and a half ago, where myself and a colleague, our data editor, Jeff Adelson, decided to start looking into the amount of time it took from arrest to disposition for homicide cases in New Orleans to close inside the criminal court. And we all know that in 2022, we saw a spike in murder cases across the city, and we wanted to see if the court was keeping pace with these increased caseloads. And what we were able to do was through a database that Jeff built painstakingly with data sourced from various agencies across the criminal justice system, look at a decade's worth of homicide cases, both murder and manslaughter, and see that on average, from arrest to disposition, they were taking about 3 years to close. There were many more that were taking longer. And so at that point, we had to dig into the reasons why these delays were occurring. And there's just so many, more time than we have. But, you know, it runs the gamut from things that are well outside of the court and stakeholders' control, such as backlogs at the DNA lab, backlogs for defendants who need to be restored, their mental health restored. They're on a wait list that averages about 7 months right now. And then there are things within the court's control that are not maybe being addressed in ways that are increasing efficiency in these cases.
Let's talk about the things. What about the thing outside of the control of the court?
Outside of the control. So really the big two factors that we've identified are the two that I mentioned. There's a backlog for DNA testing up at the state lab. So in case people don't know, we don't have a DNA testing facility here in New Orleans, and we haven't since Hurricane Katrina. One is being built, but it's still a couple years out. And until then, we've been sending all of our samples from homicide cases to be tested up at the state lab. That's taking more than a year to get results back. So if you have a homicide case in which DNA is crucial to the prosecution, prosecutors are having to wait more than a year to get those results. And in the meantime, that case is kind of spinning its wheels in court, right? Because the prosecutor is not going to bring it to trial until those results come in. The other really big factor is many, and I think we identified about 25% of the cases over the last decade involve some sort of mental competency issue. And that comes up when a defendant might be considered to be mentally ill. They need some sort of evaluation. And so then a psychiatrist comes in, they do an evaluation, they decide that this person does in fact need to be restored to competency before their case can continue. What happens then is they're sent to the single state facility where criminal defendants are treated by state psychiatrists. And right now there's such a backlog at that facility that from the moment that a defendant is ordered to be restored there, it takes about 7 to 7.5 months for them to reach the facility. And then obviously they need to spend months there to be treated. So essentially in about 25% of those cases where we're seeing defendants need this mental health help, their cases are being delayed for several months, simply just waiting to get the help that they need.
Do you know what it takes to qualify for a psychological evaluation? And it goes to prisoners gaming or people that are accused of crimes gaming the system.
Oh, well, that's an interesting, I guess, question, one that I probably can't answer. Mm-hmm. But the process is this. What happens is a defense attorney will raise the issue in court. They'll say, I'd like my client to undergo evaluation for competency, and a judge will order what's called a sanity commission evaluation. And so these are court-appointed psychiatrists who come in and they evaluate the defendant. They meet with the defendant. They review records, the defendant's mental health history, and then they produce a report. They testify in court, and then a decision is made. You know, a recommendation by the sanity commission is made to the person's competency, and then a judge, you know, rules on that, whether or not to deem that person incompetent based on the report and the testimony of the sanity commission.
So there's a saying that says justice delayed is justice denied. I'm just wondering if this is hurting the victims or the victims' families more than it is the defendants, or is it helping the defendants or hurting them? Thoughts?
Well, generally delays do not benefit the prosecution. Okay. I mean, witnesses can, you know, move or they can pass away. We've seen that in cases that we've covered where one of the cases that we covered very deeply almost took 6 years to reach trial. And in that time, three witnesses to the killing passed away.
And there memories, are various, memories get fuzzy, right?
That's right. They do. Evidence can be lost or misplaced. Delays typically do not benefit the prosecution. They do benefit the defense, but there are also significant costs to defendants, especially those in this particular group where we talk about, homicide cases. They're the most likely to remain incarcerated pre-trial. And during that time, you know, there are people who will eventually be acquitted of their crimes, who will be found innocent by juries. There will be other people whose cases are dropped because they, you know, the DNA took, you know, a year and they realized.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It wasn't a match for the person who's been sitting in jail for a year, waiting for that test to come back. So there's a lot of pain on both sides of this issue.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, talking to Jillian Kramer, a talented reporter with NOLA.com and what do you call it, New Orleans Advocate, about the criminal court dysfunction. And I guess at some point it is functional in a dysfunctional sort of way. We'll pick it up. We come back. 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, couple of minutes with Jillian Kramer left, criminal justice reporter for the Times-Picayune. She got a great story at NOLA.com, inside the dysfunctional New Orleans court plagued by murder case delays like the Wild West. You want to hear something funny, Jillian, when it says 7 minutes, a seven-minute read? At first, when I first started doing it, I thought they meant you had 7 minutes to read, 7 minutes to read it, then it disappeared. But I'm an idiot. So let's talk about how this compares with other states.
Sure, of course. Well, so Jeff, our data analyst, what he did was he compared our time to disposition against several other places across the country. In fact, it was close to 130 other jurisdictions. And so what he did was he looked at post-pandemic data and pre-pandemic data so that we were capturing the full 10 years. And we weren't dinging anyone for being slow after backlogs because of COVID-19. We looked at places like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Miami, Houston, St. Louis, and we found that New Orleans takes longer on average than all of these places. Mm.
And did you come up with a reason for that?
Well, like we said, what we can point to is why we see delays here in New Orleans. It's impossible to do an apples-to-apples comparison between, say, us and Cleveland, because they're just too different. The courts have different structures. They have different amounts of prosecutors, public defenders, resources, finances.
Let me jump in. We have less than a minute left. Does it come down to not enough, I know this is going to sound crazy, but not enough lawyers that practice this type of law?
I'm sure if you spoke to any lawyer at that court, they would tell you they could use more help.
And let me ask you this real quick, too. What I took away from the story, at least in part, was that no judge wants to be reversed. And because it's a murder case, they want to make sure that everybody has every chance to do everything. Could that play part in this?
There is definitely a sense of making sure that a case does not come back on appeal. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Jillian. I appreciate your time. Anything you want to add real quick in 20 seconds?
No, but thank you so much for inviting me on. It was
you
a
bet.
Pleasure.
Thank you for the great work. I hope you come back. Jillian Kramer, staff writer, Times-Picayune, tells long-form stories when it comes to the criminal justice system in New Orleans. We're going to talk to Mike Dottiglia. He tells long-form stories when it comes to the Saints. And that's what we're going to talk about when we return on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.